Deha Roshnin. Deha Roshnin Yatadehe.
Deha Roshnin Yatadehe.
Kumaram Yovanam Jara.
Kumaram Yovanam Jara.
Satadehantaraprapti.
Satadehantaraprapti.
Dhirastatra Namokyate.
Dhirastatra Namokyate.
As the embodied soul continuously passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at death. The self-realized soul is not bewildered by such a change.
This simple thing they cannot understand. Therefore, it is mentioned here, Dhiras Tattanamiya. Dhira means sober, cool-headed man. Just the opposite is Adhira. Adhira means third-class, fourth-class man. Or rascals. Adhira. Dhira means sober, just like the exact translation is gentleman, Dhira. Those who are not gentlemen, uncultured, uneducated, rascal, they cannot understand. Otherwise, where is the difficult? How plainly, how easily explain that Kumara Yovanam Jala? There are three stages. Kumara, Aku, 15th year, it is called Kaumara. And then from 16th year, it begins youthful life, up to 40th. Then after 40, one becomes Jara, old man. Primarily old man, and later on. Say, 40 to 50, primary, old man. After 50, he is old. Therefore, it is advised, panchasodham banam vajet. Panchas means 50. Urdham, 51. And rest of the days. Maybe 100 years, but not, that is not possible nowadays. Maybe 70, 80. At most, somebody lives 1995, 100 years, although they live, nowadays nobody lives. Those who are hero, gentlemen, sober-headed, cool-headed, they can understand that I have changed my body when I was a boy up to 15th year. I remember how I was playing, I was jumping. Then I became a young man, how I was enjoying my life with friends and family. Now I am old man. I have missed my body. Dehino. Dehi and Dehino. Dehi means the proprietor of the body, owner of the body. And Deha means the body. In the previous verse, Krishna said that all of us, you, me, and all these soldiers and kings who are present here, we existed in the past, we are existing now, and we shall continue to exist in the future. This was the statement. But rascals who say that how I was existing, I was born only in such and such year, before that, I was not existing. At the present time existing, that's all life. But as soon as I die, I don't exist. Now Krishna says that I was both, all of us, we are existing, we are still existing, and we shall continue to exist. Is that contradictory? No, that is not contradictory. It is fair. We were existing, maybe in different bodies. And we shall continue to exist in different bodies. Dehantara prapt. This is to be understood. Not that my existence. The example is given. Dehantara, just like I was born, then I became young man. So, the body changed. Now I have become old man, the body changed. But I am existing. The upper part of the body. So where is the difference to understand? Dehina. Dehina means of the upper part. The body is changing. I can understand that my body has changed. So next life, the body may change. Means not, it is changed. But I may not remember. That is another thing. Just like, in my last life, what was my body, I do not remember. So forgetfulness is our nature. Because I forget something, that does not mean the things did not take place. No. In my childhood, I did so many things, I do not remember. But my father, mother, who had seen my childhood, they remember. So forgetting does not mean that things did not take place. Similarly, death means I have forgotten what I was in the past life. That is called death. Otherwise, I, as spirit soul, I have no death. Suppose I change my death. In my boyhood, I was in a different dress. In my youthhood, I was in a different dress. In my old age, or as a sannyasi, I am in a different dress. The dress may change. That does not mean the owner of the dress is dead or gone. No. The simple thing, transmigration of the soul, is explained. And individual, all of us, individual. There is no question of mixing together. Every one of us, individual. God is individual, we are also individual. That we have explained this study. Nitya nityanam chetana chetana. Only difference is that God does not change his body. I change my body. That is also in this material world. When I shall go to the spiritual world, there is no more change in body. Eternal. As Krishna has got his eternal body, Satchidananda Vigraha, form, eternal blissful of knowledge. Similarly, when you go back to home, back to Godhead, then we get also similar body, Satchidananda Vigraha. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha. That is the difference. When Krishna comes, he does not change his body. In this material world. Krishna does not change, therefore his name is Achyuta. He never changes, he never falls down. Because he is the controller of Maya. And we are controlled by Maya. That is the difference. Material energy, we are controlled by the material energy. But Krishna is the controller of the material energy. Not only material energy, spiritual energy. All energies. Everything that we see, everything manifested, whatever we see, that is Krishna's energy. Just like heat and light is the energy of the sun. Similarly, Krishna's energies, there are many energies, but they have been divided principally into three. External energy, internal energy, and marginal energy. So we are living entities, we are marginal energy. Marginal means we may remain under the external energy or we may remain under the spiritual energy, as we like. The independence is there. Yathat yathechasi tatha puru. Whatever you like, you can do. Krishna gives this independence to Arjuna. After this time in Bhagavad Gita, he said, yathechasi tatha puru. He does not force. That is not good. Forceful thing will not stand. Just like we advise, rise early in the morning. This is advice. Not that I have to force everyone. That is a fourth time and fourth one day, two days. But if one does not practice it, then simple force is useless. So similarly, Krishna does not force anyone to leave this material world. We all conditioned soul, material world. We are under the influence of the material energy. Krishna comes here to deliver us from this practice of material energy that you are suffering so much because you are part and parcel of Krishna or Krishna's son directly. And if the son is in difficulty, the father suffers also. Although father directly has no suffering. Suppose a son has become mad or nowadays hippie, the father is very sorry that my son is not living like a gentleman. He is living like a, what is it called, a wretch. So father is not happy. Similarly, we, the conditioned soul in this material world, we are suffering so much, living like the wretched and rascals. So Krishna is not happy. Therefore he comes personally to teach us. Sada jalahi dharma sadjnani bhavati tada atmanam sijamaha. So when Krishna comes, he comes in his original form. But unfortunately, we understand Krishna as one of us. He is one of us because his father, we are son, one of us. But he is the chief. Nitya nityanam chetana chetanana. He is more powerful, the most powerful, supreme powerful. We have one little power. That is the difference between Krishna. He cannot be equal. Nobody can be equal with Krishna or God or greater than him. Everyone under Krishna. Ekala Ishwar Krishna Arsabhita. Therefore, everyone is servant of Krishna. Krishna is the only master. Bhoktaram Jagadavadham, Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. I am the engineer, I am the proprietor. Krishna says, that is the fact. So, we are changing our body, but Krishna does not change. One should understand this. The proof is that Krishna says, Vedaham Samititam, he remembers past, present and future. Just like Krishna said, Arjuna, the fourth chapter we find, Krishna says, that this philosophy of Bhagavad Gita, I spoke to the sun god some 40 millions of years ago. How he remembers? Because he does not change his body. This is simple fact. we do not remember because we are changing body every moment. That is medical science. We are changing the corpuscles of blood every second. The body is changing. Imperceptive body is changing. Therefore, the father, mother cannot understand how the body is changing. Imperceptive. But third person, he becomes all of a sudden and sees the child has grown very big. He says, oh, you have grown so big. But the father, mother does not see that he has grown so big. Because he is always seeing and change is taking place very imperceptibly, only every moment. So that's like cinema, school. The picture is changing. But it is changing in such a way we are seeing that one man is dancing. But his dancing means he's changing his body. He's changing his picture. Similarly, our body is also changing. But I am not changing. You are not changing. My body is changing. That is the awareness. Dehna sinde thadi. Kumar jovananjana. Tatha dehantra pati. So we are all individual souls. And we are eternal. But because we are changing body, therefore, the birth, death, old age, disease, these are factors. So our Krishna consciousness movement means that to get out of this changing position, come to the permanent, because we are eternal. That should be the question. That everyone wants to live eternal. Nobody wants to die. Everyone. If I come before you with a revolver, I shall kill you. You shall immediately cry because you do not want to die. This is not very good business to die and take birth again. It is very troublesome. That I know imperceptibly. That if I die, I will have to take place again in the womb of the mother. And maybe nowadays mother killing the child within the womb. Then again another mother. This process is going on. So that trouble, being killed, to live within the womb of the mother, these things are very troublesome. We have thought in the subconsciousness all this trouble. Therefore we do not want to die. Because we have to again accept another body. And the process of accepting the body is very long and very troublesome. We know all these things. Therefore we do not know. So therefore, the question is that I am eternal. And why I have been put into this temporary life? This is intelligence. This is a problem. But these rascals, they have set aside this real problem. They are thinking how to eat, how to sleep, how to have sex, how to defend. Even if you eat nicely, you sleep nicely, but ultimately you will have to die. The problem is there. But they are careless about this real problem. They are very much alert in the temporary problem. The temporary problem, actually, there is no problem. The birth, these, they also eat, sleep. They have sexual intercourse and they defend. If they know all these things without becoming a human being, without having sufficient education or so-called civilization, how to live, how to sleep, how to defend, if they can live, so what is your problem? These things are not problems. The Russian says overpopulation, these are not at all problems. The real problem is that I do not want to die.
Why death comes takes place? This is the answer.
But the rascals do not know it. They think these are problems. Temporary things. He will live for 50 years, and maybe that will be explained in the next verse. Maplas for Shastaponti or Sitoshna Sukhuktala. Just that we are temporary, we are faced with so many problems, suppose very severe poor. So it is also a problem. We have to set out nice port or fireplace, and these are problems. If they are not available, then we are in distress. These are problems also. But these problems are temporary. Severe cold, winter has come and it will go. That is not permanent problem. The permanent problem has been due to my ignorance. I am taking birth, I am accepting death, I am accepting disease, I am accepting old age. This is real problem. These are real problems. Therefore Krishna has said, janma mrityu jarabhyadi dukkha dosha anudarshana. Actually those who are in knowledge, they should see all these four problems. Birth, death, old age and disease. So tatha dehantram prati, Krishna said we existed. We existed in a different body. Now we are existing in a different body. And in the future also, we shall all exist in a different body. Tatha dehantram prati. In this way, we are transmitted, migrating from one body to another. But we are existing. This is the seventh substance of this verse. Dehina asmin jatha dehi kovanam jovanam jara tatha dehantara prati viratatamai. Viratatano is a very simple thing. Suppose a young man, a boy, changes his body, bodily symptoms, just like a boy has no mustaches or beard, but all of a sudden the hairs grow. Does he cry, oh, why am I growing here? Why am I growing? Because that is necessary. Change of body. Why should we perplex? Why my body is changing? Similarly, my body is changing. This body to another body, I'm dying. Why shall I be perplexed? The intelligence is that what kind of body I'm going to get. That is intelligence. Otherwise, why one should be perplexed? Dehantara prapti. If you prepare yourself, just like in childhood, boyhood, if you prepare yourself nicely educated, then you get nice job, nice situation, you'll be happy. Preparation for the next life. Similarly, if you prepare yourself in this life for going back to home, back to Godhead, then where is perplexity? There's no perplexity. I'm going to Krishna, I'm going back to home, back to Godhead. Now I'll have not to change material body. I'll have my spiritual body. I shall now play with Krishna, dance with Krishna, eat with Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness. This is Krishna consciousness. Prepare yourself for the next life. Don't be the people, the man, dying man cries because maybe he's living next life, horrible life. Because according to karma, those who are very, very sinful, they cry because they see horrible things at the time of death. He's going to accept some type of body. But those who are pious, those who are devotees, they are dying without any anxiety. The death may take place. The example is given that foolish people may say that you devotee, you are dying, and the sinful man or non-devotee, they are also dying. So where is the difference? No, there is difference. There is difference. This has been described by the example. Just like a cat catches its cub and catches the mouse. Formally we see that the cat has caught the mouse in the mouth and the cub also in the mouth, but there are different of catch. The cub is feeling pleasure. My mother is carrying. And the mouse is feeling death man. Oh, now I am going to die. This is the difference. So although a devotee is dying and non-devotee is dying, there is difference of feeling at the time of death. Like the mouse and the cow. And don't consider that both of them are dying in the same process. The process may be same, but the situation is different. Pattadeham punarjanma naiti mamimti kaunte. This is the formula is there. Krishna says, janma karma medibham jijanati tattva. Simply, if you try to understand what is Krishna, vibham, we are all divine, transcendental. Krishna's activities, Krishna's appearance, Krishna's worship, Krishna's temple, Krishna's glory, everything transcendental. So, if one understands these things, or tries to understand, even if he does not understand, tries to understand, then he becomes liberated from this process of birth and death. Krishna says, we become very serious to understand Krishna and remain in Krishna consciousness. Then this problem, birth, death, old age and disease, will be solved automatically, very easily. There is no problem. That is the function of the human life. To understand that I am eternal. Krishna said that in the past he existed. In the present we are existing, and in the future we shall continue to exist. Then, why I have got this type of body by which I am actually, not actually, superficially, I am not existing. So this is the cause. A hero means a sober man will think of this problem. I want to live. Why death takes place? I want to live very healthy life. Why disease comes? I don't want to become old man. Why old age comes? Janma mrityu jara vyadhi. These are the problems. So solve this problem simply by taking to Krishna consciousness. Simply by understanding Krishna. And for understanding Krishna, the Bhagavad Gita is there, so nicely explained. So make your life successful that I am not this body. Simply, I am not this body. I am embodied within this body, encased. But I am not this cage, just like a bar is within the cage. The cage is not the bar. But foolish person, they are taking care of the cage, not of the bar. The bar, out of starvation, suffering. So we are suffering spiritual starvation. Therefore nobody is happy in this material world. It's spiritual starvation. Therefore we see in an opulent country like America, enough food, enough residence, enough material enjoyment is still that becoming hippies all over the world. They are not satisfied because it is spiritual starvation. Materially we may be very opulent, but if you starve spiritually, you cannot be happy. This is the path. So, spiritual divination requires. Aham Brahmasmi. I am not this body. and Brahma Srita so. Then he'll be happy. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nasurachati Nasam. Samaskarvishu. Then there will be equality, fraternity, brotherhood. Otherwise it is all bogus, simply high-sounding words. There cannot be all this. Come to the spiritual platform. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nasurachati Samaskarvishu Bhuteshu. Then you can see equality. Otherwise you'll see that I have become human being, I've got my hands and legs, and the poor cow has no hands and legs, killing and eat. No, sama, sadvesu yuga. Asamata, unequality. Why? What right you have got to kill another animal? Because you have no vision of equality. For want of Krishna consciousness. Therefore so-called education, culture, fraternity in this material world, all these are bogus samba. Simply Krishna consciousness is the right subject matter to be studied by saints, sober, zero, then the society will be happy. Otherwise, no. Thank you.